My class in page 24. That is what we are trying to tell you. In what we have to learn from today, you have to learn a way of thinking, a way of a life of speed. But when we are trying about these things, I always tell you the basis of spirituality is nothing but development of evolution. About our scientific levels, the human things generally is a three-dimensional world. But there are many dimensions. And as you go step by step to higher levels, your life becomes another way of thinking. Just now what the humanity is at this juncture is being very fast. Very, very fast. Even though we are still in the three-dimensional world, the mobiles or all electrical instruments, whatever it is always at the speed of an electron, the velocity of light. And Einstein has said that anything which moves at the speed of light is eternal now. It is nothing to do with time. That is our state in samadhi also. So if we can understand that our evolution should be in such a way of working that per second you will be moving with a speed of 1,86,000 around 200 or 300 kilometers per second. The instruments, your life, is around electricity. But are your evolution going in that level? We are not. And maybe the luxury of utilizing these instruments, maybe we are going down low. Our speed, instead of going up, is going down. Well, that is the danger. And that danger happened at the time of Atlantic period. And that we heard that the scientists at that point of Atlantis level, if you think, the greatest scientists are very, very, I don't know how many very, very low levels. So whatever it is, what I am trying to tell you is, all these things, if you can understand the three-dimensional world, you have to know the laws of the three-dimensional world. You know the diagram of a yantra is two-dimensional. The yantra, you already know the line, form and color. Page 26, is it? Okay? All of you are reading these lines? We have consequently the following stages in the analysis of a symbol. And when I am telling this, the analysis of a symbol, you should know it is your human body is the symbol. All the Brahmavarchus yantras are talking about the symbol your humanity. We always remember that. When you utilize a machine, a yantra, and if you can know it in simple steps, anyone can go to any level. That is the use of a yantra. And always know that the point one in page 28, its exoteric consideration is of line, form and color. We see the yantra. It has got its own line, and all the lines are linked with three lines, triangles. On the hand, we find it as three triangles. There is a form. First is the ego, which is in the fourth dimension, Om. And then you have the upward triangle, and another, the downward triangle. That is the three dimensions. Our physical body is in three dimensions, the six triangles. And why these six triangles? Well, we'll think later. But you know that there are three upward triangles and three downward triangles. So whenever you want to understand a yantra, you should know exactly what it means. Until and unless you know the machine and how it various points of it work, you cannot use it. So the heart point, your physical heart, when you are utilizing it, that is the reason for your life. Many times we think that maybe it is linked with breathing, but very specifically you know that many times many yogis and even Lahari Mahashaya also can show that even though the heart is stopped, the life is going on. Now all of you, let us not try to think about these experiments. I'm just telling you that when we are trying to think about Om, you always try to think about the physical, emotional, mental, or to be utilized, not that you are being a servant of these three bodies. That is the real meaning of Om. Try to understand. We are not going to become a yogi like others, but we are really understanding the science of yogis. A yogi is one who can control his three physical, emotional and mental, and when I say mental I mean concrete mind. That's all. That is exactly what we have to do this. That is what I am all of you to understand this. You are not going to do any special sadhanas or maybe so many years of sadhanas and all this. But we do something very simple, a few asanas linked with prana. Always remember this. I don't want a separate pranayama and asanas different. I want you to be in such a way that as you are doing your asanas, your breath is controlled. And always think that when you are doing the asanas, it is the breathing consciousness is more important in your particular asana angles and limbs than the asana. the pranayama aspect is more important. That's all. For half an hour I asked you to do that. And I asked you to read the Gayatri Mantra Lekhana only. Remember that. All of you who are doing some Gayatri Mantra Japa, stop them. And you decide your own number of mantra, writing of mantras. Yesterday I have just asked you to do 30, 50 or 100 mantras per day. But now it is a tramping thing of time which is important to write. So again you do it and let us fix it and do it regularly. We are not doing mantra japa from now onwards. I think all of you must have already stopped it, mantra japa. But when you are writing the Gayatri Mantra, be very, very clear. Very, very clear. While the Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Do you know what is happening? The Akshara Nyasa, Viviri Akshara in Sanskrit word, it's better. And if you don't know the Sanskrit word, well, you can use it in Telugu also. That is not so important. But when you are writing it, you should know the Akshara Nyasa. Be very important of it. Then, the Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha, like the Chandra in the point in the Om, Bhurbhosva, and Om, and then the head, the body and the limbs, all these 24 points vibrate. They vibrate. When you are writing it, when you are doing this Gayatri Mantra, well, whether you know it in Sanskrit word or in Telugu word, what you are writing is not important, but the vibration that is happening into your body is important. And when you write it, and while you are writing it, you will think the mantra also with yourself. It will be very smart, very speed writing, I don't mind it. But be very clear that you are able, the vibrations in your body and the Gayatri Lipi, script, is very important for you. This is why I told you not to do the mantra japa, because when you are doing the mantra japa, do you know what is happening? It is only something on the mind. And I am very sure that in that mind nothing happens to you. But you are writing it, it is a yantra, a physical machine that is going. And that is why one mantra japa of 10 is equal to just one lekhana. And now, I told you about asana and pranayamas. I don't know what I am telling you, but again you remember, half an hour maximum. And when you are doing an asana, you don't think about the asana as a physical thing. Don't about it, think about it. You think only about the breathing that is going with your body in the asana. The simple general rule is, whenever there is an, what you think, expands, it is breathing in, and when it is coming down, contracting your body or a limb or something, your breathing must be throwing out. Vechaka. All of you understood this? When you are breathing in asana, when you are doing a practice, don't worry about the correct asana pranayama. What I want you to know is that when you are breathing in, the expansion, what a limb or any asana or anything your body doing in the asana, it should expand, stretch. And when the breathing is out, the body must be contracted. That is very important. And never, never do this for half an hour, maximum. And minimum, naturally I should give something for that, so I will say 15 minutes. Every day 15 minutes, asana pranayama together. Or maximum half an hour. And then your mantra lekhana, asana pranayama. And most important thing is your shilas. The mitavyaya, shramashilata, shil shalinata, suvyavasthata, sahakarata. You know how they are important? Mitavyayata, you know what it means? When I say mitavyaya, I have nothing to do with the money aspect of it. I say the mitavyaya of the time. Time and money is one and the same. So how fast you can do something? Minimum time, maximum work. Mitavyaya. But doing a fast work, instead of doing something, you have to do many things, what faults you have done. Maybe for a something wrong, faulting work, you may use maybe 10 or 15 days to correct it. Don't like that. Mitavyaya, you have to learn about it. Mitavyaya means minimum time, maximum work. That mitavyaya I want you from you all. And then shramashilata. Well, shramashilata means shramashilata. All of you, those who know to work very hard, well, why is it more harder? But when you are doing these things, shalinata, gentlemanliness, you are doing all these things, but nobody knows it, then what should we do? Well, pardon. It is for your sadhana you are doing this. And the other man is not doing it, well, it's okay. And that is more important, the civilization, the way in which you live with others. If you are doing this in such way, since last 25 or 30 or I think almost since 40 years I am doing this fast of life, even when I am telling this, even when I am telling this, yes, I am doing such a fast way, well, you don't know. But many machines I have utilized. And when I say machines, always remember human bodies, not a physical body. All his three bodies in one. Then I know how many friends have done in many ashramas and here and there, and now for those hearing all these things, how fast things are going in. But unfortunately, the other two things, suvyavasthata and sahakarata, is gone. That we have to learn. The most important thing is sahakarata. I go on telling these things, nobody is trying to understand this. Cooperation means, I remember the Paramanandaya Shishyas, they wanted to bring a needle for his Guruji from some outside. A simple needle. And there are 9 people. Then what did they do? They took a big stout log, put the needle, fixed it, and all of them carried it. Well, I think even that much we are not doing. I mean, so many people are doing something like a small needle type of work, and all of you are doing there together, and you are not able to do it. And when I'm saying these things, don't think a joke. That is exactly what we are doing. Especially for Param Pujya Guruji's work, or what we say about evolution, we are not even doing a small needle of work, not in 24 hours. Even after 5 or 6 births are gone, and you don't even know anything about evolution, don't worry about a small needle of it. Now, That is where sahakarata is important. Sahakarata means cooperation. Cooperation for what? Evolution. How to do it? I think you have to think from you, how all of you, in your own way, where you are and with whom you can link up with you, on mobiles and webs, with how many people you can cooperate to do something. Today morning I have asked one thing for cooperation. I wanted probably every one of us from today onwards in 1 month, ourselves or many of my relatives or friends will be going to Tirumala. On an average we have 5 or 6 people in this coming 1 month will be going to Tirumala. For this you have to tell me, am I right in telling that from you or your friend or your relative or you yourself, within these 1 month, is it possible that maybe about 5 people will be going to Tirumala? I am waiting for the number 5. And if you think no, you tell 1 or 2 or 3, or maybe you know 10 people may be going. Put your neighbor, in 1 month how many Tirumala will be going to? I am telling on average, all of us will be linked. At least 5 of your, anyone, relatives or friend or someone will be going to Tirumala. Can I say it is 5 people? Are you able to understand the question? I am waiting for the number 5. And if you think it is more, well, give me that. I am waiting. Anyone? 5, okay. Okay, that's okay. So, on an average, not only your 5, but your friends and this and that, all of you, in 1 month, we can link with at least 100 people going to Tirumala. All of you, yourselves, your 5s and all this, can I say 100? Is that number okay, 100? Or do you think it's less than around 25 in that day? All of you. Am I telling you, all these 5s you are talking about and all 4 you are able to contract. In 1 month, how many people will be linked that they have been to Tirumala? There be 100 people? Or if you think this number is very high, well, you say 25. Because they have 5 fives there, or more than that. What I want is, I want that you are able to coordinate sahakarata, that people who have gone to Tirumala and coming back in this 1 month, on an average, all of you are coming from Tirumala, going back, how much will be the total number of people who will be coming to Tirumala? Is it only 5? There already we are saying 7 fives, 35. Is it not? Well, when all of you are coordinate and the number is 35 and someone is giving 25, what does it mean? You are not linked? Total I am trying to tell you, not your own 25. All these 7 fives in 1 month, those who have gone there and coming, all these names, will it be limited only to 35 or can it be 200? I am telling about coordination. Just a coordination of number of people going to Tirumala and coming back. I am waiting for the number, 25, okay. Can I go with that number? I am telling you how to coordinate. That is what I am trying to tell you. I am not, but at least a minimum should we have so that we can go ahead. Is it 25? Or now all of you together coming? It is just a thing which you have to say and tell. It is not that you have to talk with all these people and decide. Because already there are 35 for you already to link. So I am thinking maybe those who are going there, they will be linking someone, we don't know. So at least it will be around 75 or 100, that is what I am trying to tell. Because when you go there, those five people, don't you think they will meet someone else there? That is what I am telling today about coordination. Sahakarata. Okay. We have coordinated and we are thinking that in this 1 month we are linking with 25 people who have gone to Tirumala and come back. Is it okay now? Now what we want is suvyavasthata. What we have now done is sahakarata. We have coordinated and in this 1 month we will get some people going to Tirumala and come back. It is sahakarata. We have coordinated all these things. Now we have to organize. Now you please hear me. What I want you is, those who are going there and coming back have to do one thing there. There are about 108 tirthas in Tirumala. You know all these things? There are 108 tirtha points in Tirumala. Now this 108, we should know all of this. So I think Rajarasha Gauri is doing about it and telling you where these 108 are there. So this is the first step of Suvyastha. The cooperation of 25 Sahakarata people. Now Suvyavastha. Now there are, we know about 108 tirthas there on Tirumala. Now when these 25 people are coming from that and coming back, you ask them, you go to that particular, anyone you want, one place, two places, three places, they can say all these things, and many people may go to the same place, it doesn't matter. But when they are coming back, they come a photo of that particular tirtha. Now what happens? By the sahakarata of those going to Tirumala, we are suvyavasthita, organization of those 108 tirthas should be known to many people. Maybe all of them coming to the same places coming, they should have with them all these same photograph to them. But they should know, yes, we have gone to Tirumala. And I have seen not only Venkateshwara, but I have seen a tirtha. Now you are understanding sahakarita and suvyavasthata, cooperation and organization. But you do that because very, very soon Venkateshwara is going to do some many magics. And when you do this and link up with these 108 tirthas, and I think many people have gone probably to Tambura Tirtha or something and this and that. Now you are understanding Sahakarita and Suvyavasthita, all of you, organization. So that is what I want. I want in developing the Tirumala as the center of the all tirthas by using cooperation and suvyavasthita, and in this simple thing the entire Tirumala is becoming, you can understand what is happening. The tirthas are becoming active. And I always tell you that there is now only one Gayatri Tirtha. And now what I am trying to do, we are going to develop 108 Tirthas. And do you know what is Tirtha? That is the place where the three-dimensional goes to fourth dimension. That is what important. That is the real Tirthas. That is why when they find that some problem is happening and even some many sins are going on, they go to the Tirthas. Naturally, when it goes to the fourth dimension, all is cleansed. Meanwhile, our Tirumala is of such a powerful Tirthas. Why not use it? Okay, all of you? In this 1 month we are going to get, I don't know, maybe all the 108, or maybe about 5 or 7 Tirthas may become very clear many times. It doesn't matter. But what is happening is, there is a Sahakarita and a Suvyavasthita we are learning. Is it clear? And now, by this particular Panchashilas, by this organization and coordination, Sahakarita and Suvyavasthita, using your Mitivyaya and Shramashilata, but of course, Shalinata, gentlemanliness. Now you have understood what the first thinking of organization can do. You are where you are, but you are organizing all the Tirthas of Tirumala just by organization and coordination. Now you are understanding the importance of organization and cooperation. But then you should have the Mitivyeta and Shramashilata. But when these things, and when you are doing this Sahakarita and all these things, Shalinata, gentleness, you just say, yeah, are you doing this? Well, I can do it, but I am not using it. I am asking you to do this. The same thing, Shalinata. Right? So now, what I am trying to tell you is, from this today, I have developed our 1 year to be contracted to 1 month. Now, I wanted the definition of Vivekananda, of yoga, the synthesis of Narada Sri Aurobindo, page 6, line 22. Read it.
Yoga, as Swami Vivekananda has said, may be regarded as a means of compressing one's evolution into a single life, or a few years, or even a few months of bodily existence.
The bold capital words, compressing one's evolution. So there are two things which you have to know. One thing you should know, what is to be compressed? When something is being pressed or compressed, you should know that we are thinking about evolution to be compressed. In what way? 1 year to 1 month. We have to show it. You were 1 year, evolution. I am not saying about your degrees or this and that. You should know about evolution, and you should know that your compression must be, compressed is the evolution. And now what to do, and what is to do for the compression of the evolution? And that is what probably Vivekananda is telling, Sri Aurobindo has given a real sadhana on it, in 2 volumes. I don't remember his Yoga 22 or 23, 2 volumes, has told about it. And well, Param Pujya Gurudev said, okay, if you know the evolution, 9 days is enough to you, and then you can become the Yoga Shilpi. That is enough. All of you have done what I am telling you to tell you. I want you to be ready to compressing one's evolution. And of course, evolution also means the time. first time. So what I am asking you, all of you have to compress 1 year to 1 month, not you or your work or your what is happening to the world or to the politicians, but without it should not be 1 year of evolution. Suppose you have 1 year evolution, that has to be finished in a month. That is exactly what I am trying. That is why I have asked you, all of you, to do your marriage day and birthdays.
Samskaras.
To do it, the samskaras. So at least I already told you about these two things, your birthday and your marriage day, to be done every month, not every year. And as far as I know your birthdays, I just don't know what you do. I just don't know, because someone today, I remember who told it. It's not very important who has told it. But they said that, well, today we are going to do some Shiva Puja and some stories about it. Mahashivaratri. And why this is Mahashivaratri? Because every Masa Shivaratri is there, and there are 12 Masa Shivaratris, and it's Mahashivaratri. And I just don't know what people are doing in every Masa Shivaratri. I think probably they don't eat anything. I don't know what they do, or I don't know what Shiva Puja they have done in so many years. And I just never heard about okay, you are doing so many things, and I don't know what the Shiva is telling them. Maybe it is something secret. So what's what? I don't know. Huh? So anyway, are you ready for that? A 1 year compressing for a 1 year. If you are ready for that compressing of 1 year to 1 month. Yes, I am very happy someone has reacted to it. But all of you to say capital C as compressing. Then I will tell the next step. Very good, very good. Now, the first thing what you have to do is, every year you have your birthday. At least all of you can know. And at least you have some candles. And then you see that they are extinguished. And then you have some cut some cake. I think the first thing they eat in their entire life, 1 year. Many people don't even do it regularly. But I am not interested about that thing. But now I am telling you that on every month what you have to do to compress your evolution of 1 year. The first step is, just as in your 1 year birthday, you do a special sadhana of pancha tattvas. Yearly 1 year. Till now, those who have been doing this, every year you do this five tattva puja. Those who have understood this, you put five. Those who have done the five tattvas, the earth, the water, the agni, all of you do this? Yes. Now, when you are doing these five tattvas, exactly there is an evolution to develop your five tattvas. Am I clear what I am telling you? There is an evolution of your five tattvas. That is what we have to do. That is the meaning of birthday. So we have five tattvas. And you know about those five tattvas, we have the physical, water, fire, air, and akasha. At least you know these five tattvas. Now, every day, the star your birth comes. You do these pancha tattvas. And in this month, what is this month? March. So we start marching. It's wonderful. So in this month we do, in this birthday, next birthday, naturally 1 month, when you again start, you have to give an angst development of these five points, 5 months, five tattvas, and you write, put in your diary or in your page, yes, in this 1 month I have developed about these five tattvas, in this 1 month I have done this. Am I clear what I am telling you? Maybe my language is not clear. But are you able to do that? Your first birthday in March. And you know, your stars are also fixed. The first is Ashwin and the last is Revati. And naturally I will tell when I want to do all the 27, I will tell from Ashwini to Revati. Well, I am with them. Rajivashagari is Ashwin and Chanda is... Well, so, they have started this. And? Ashwini, they are another one. So, all these people, not only these three and one or two or three, those at least you know about these birthdays who are interested. So, you ask them to do every month, do their birthday, as I have told you simply, let them think about this pancha, whatever it is, you will deal with the given technique also, so that all will have the same way of doing it. But what is important is your panchatattvas in this 1 month. Naturally next month 27th will be these Revatis again will do it. And Ashwinis, they have already finished in 3 days. It doesn't matter because they will go in their own way 1 month. Is it very clear of the birthday? All of you? The development of your birthday every month. Do that. That doing this birth month is a test, just as every year one birth is evolved. Now you are fasting up at least 12 times. Very clear, all of you? Well, about marriage and other things, tomorrow I will tell you. The time for us is to... So the same thing for the
marriage day
also. You know your birthday stars. On that day, those who are doing that marriage day do the Saptapadi and whatever it means. And in 1 month, what you could do? And put it something and send it to all of us. So that let us know that how these tattvas are developing. There is nothing to say something secret there. If you are there something, don't write about it. But what you have learnt about these five tattvas and saptapadas. Saptapadas for the marriage day and panchatattvas, and I think it will take about 10 minutes on that day. Okay, all of you? Well, that's that. So with that speed of learning Tirdhanas in Tirumala, and you should know about these four, five things, Mitavyaya, Shramashilata, Shalinata, Sivyavastha, Sahakarata. And with this, these things, I want 108 Tirdhas from Tirumala in 1 month. Because you have told about 24 or 25, but as you think all these things, it goes and goes and goes. I don't want to do anything, I just want them go there. and a photograph from where you have gone to a particular Tirtha there, and tell me. Is it right, all of you are hearing it? So this Shivaratri, Jai Gurudev.